This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We take the program now to Spartanburg, South Carolina, which might call a global local economy there, thanks in no small part to BMW, which has its biggest factory anywhere in Spartanburg County. And now, 30-something years later, there is a whole industrial ecosystem grown up around it. David Britt is the chairman of the Spartanburg County Economic Development Committee. I met him on a trip down there about 4 or 5 years ago, so we have gotten him on the phone to see what's what now. David, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you too, Kai.
So it's been about a year, actually, since we were in touch, and things were, as most things were a year ago, a little tenuous in Spartanburg County. How are things now?
Far better than we ever imagined or could have ever planned. It's been incredible.
So if I were to get on a plane and come back down to Spartanburg and go out to you know, have a bite to eat or something, what's the mood, I think, is the question in, you know, upcountry South Carolina?
You probably would not recognize Spartanburg from when you were here last. We're having 20.6 people move to Spartanburg every day. Just from January 1st of this year to June 30th, we've had $1.2 billion invested in the county and 3,100 jobs coming off a pandemic. So, I mean, these are not just record numbers. These are earth-shattering numbers for us.
Well, and congratulations to you for it, sir. But and understanding that your job is economic. Well, you're you know, sideline, as it were, because you've actually got a day job. But you know, your job, as it were, is economic development in Spartanburg County. What kinds of jobs are coming in? Are the companies staying? Is it costing any tax revenue outlay? Those kinds of things, because it can't all be sunshine and light.
Well, that's a great question, but it has been all sunshine and light for us these 6 months. And again, Kai, you know, I've been here when we did not have any jobs and nobody wanted to move here. And in, you know, 1992, when BMW decided to move here, that changed everything for us. And we've actually worked hard to prove to the world that we're not a one-hit wonder. So what's happened this year, I think we've proven, you know, to our existing base, you know, all these manufacturing investors, you know, 4 weeks ago, Oshkosh Defense, international company, they're building a manufacturing facility here that will do all the United States Postal Service new electric vehicles for the whole country right here in Spartanburg.
How much of what you are able to do now is because of assistance from the various virus relief packages? And I'm asking because it looks like that tap may well be run out, given the state of play in Congress right now. You know, there was some bipartisanship early on, certainly under President Trump, right? He passed a big package, and President Biden passed his package. Let me ask you, do you see more help from the federal government coming, and are you going to be all right without that?
We don't see any impact from the federal government on our success.
Huh, that's a bold statement.
I mean, it is bold, but I know these companies. I deal with every one of them in negotiating them to come here. But what's happened for our explosion of growth, the supply chain, COVID taught companies here in the U.S., you can't be all over the world in a pandemic. So I think you're seeing a lot of these companies move back, and particularly Spartanburg. Plus, we're seeing tremendous population explosion. They're coming here in droves because this is where jobs are. The quality of life is out of the world. You were here. You saw we're an hour from the mountains, 3 hours from the beach.
It was a little humid. I don't know if you remember that day we were having lemonade. Oh. It was a little rough outside.
It was not just a little humid. It was hot as all get out. Yeah.
Last thing, sir, and then I'll let you go. Are you keeping an eye on the Delta variant? I mean, you know, South Carolina's been open for a while. Unemployment benefits have ended in June. How worried are you about another wave?
I am concerned. You know, I got my vaccine publicly, and as did everybody else. We're still encouraging folks because it is a problem, and our task force will stay on top of it.
David Britt, he's the chair of the Spartanburg County Economic Development Committee. Mr. Britt, it's good to talk to you again. I really appreciate it, David.
Thank you, Kai. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Take care now.